Welcome to Brothers Music Mix. Today, we're talking about Echo and the Bunnymen, a famous band from the 80s. Okay, so I'm just going to bring you some facts about the band, Echo and the Bunnymen. A good band, especially my favourite song by them, The Cutter and the Killing Moon, very good, and we will be playing them in the demo episodes. Let's kick off with some very nice facts. Mick Colour declared their Ocean Rain album, which includes hits of Killing Moon, Silver and Seven Seas, was the greatest album ever made on its release in 1985. Coldplay, The Killers, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Courtney Love, The Flaming Lips are among the bands that the Bunnymen have been credited with inspiring. The Shroud of Turin track on the band's 2009 album, The Fountain, is based on an image, Jesus' face, that McCall says he saw in monitors at club in Bermondsey, Italy, after a gig. McCall admires boy bands Busted and Five, who have also worked with their producer, John McCallaghan. Now, these facts that I've wrote down and stuff are very good facts, and the reason they were actually called the Bunnymen is in the 1982 book Liverpool Explodes, Will Sodger explained the origin of the band's name. We had this mate who kept suggesting all these names like Dazzmen and Glycerol and Fan Factors, Extractors. Echo and the Bunnymen was one of them. I thought it was just as stupid as the rest. So yeah, they basically chose it because a guy said stuff which is very funny, like that's not really happens in normal bands. Like most bands get their name from like their inspiration and stuff. Some guy gave it to them. I don't know. Some ways like that. I'm now gonna play for you one of their hits, The Killing Moon, which I personally really enjoy. I'm sure other people have other favourites, but this is definitely my favourite. I hope you enjoyed that song. I personally really enjoy it, as I've said many times. I don't know why I keep saying it. I suppose it's just a really good song. And like Ian's Header, the lead singer, is kind of like a Robert Smith sort of style, but I don't think he was like going for that. I don't know. It just kind of feels like that nice, like I don't know, the like messy sort of thing. That makes sense. But I don't think so, yeah. I haven't actually said the members yet, so I'm just gonna go do this. So, Ian McCauley and Peter De Freitas and Will Sargent and Ness Patterson and Noel Burke, vocals. Damon Rees is the acoustic drummer. Drake Brockman, I think, yeah. Vinnie Jameson and Jordan Goody. I think it's only these top people actually, except I don't know. So Ian does vocals, Pete does acoustic drum, Will does guitar, and Les Patterson does bass guitar, Darren Reese does acoustic drum, Noel Burke does vocals, and Vinnie Jameson does acoustic drums. I think he was before. They did break up, and they've had a couple of past members. The genres are post-punk and new wave. These active were still are, but 1978 to 1993, 1996 to present, so they're definitely still playing today. They've broken up a couple of times, got back together, and all good. They started in Liverpool. Past members are Les Patterson and Pete De Freitas and Drake Brockman and Mel Buck, Dan Maurice, but it's only now Ian McCall and Will Sargent. It's only them two now, so the guitarist and the singer. In 1980, they released a debut album called Crocodiles, and it went to the top 20 of the UK album chart. After releasing their second album, Heaven Up There, in 1981, the band's cult status was followed by mainstream success in the UK in 1983. Songs include Killing Room, Bring on the Dancing Horses, Lips Like Sugar, The Cutter, Rescue, The Pork, The Back of Love, Silver, Bedbugs and Ballyhoo, Never Stop, Do It Clean, The Game, The Pictures on My Wall, A Promise, Nothing Lasts Forever, Make Me Shine, Villa's Terrace, I Want to Be There, The Puppet, In the Margins, Think I Need It Too, and a couple more. I'm not going to read out. The albums were Ocean Green, Crocodiles, Porcupine, Heaven Up There, Evergreen, The Stars, The Oceans, and the Moon. And Reverberation, What Are You Gonna Do? Meteorites, Live in Liverpool, Flowers, Siberia, Echo and the Bunnymen, The Fountain, Me, I'm All Smiles, Ocean Rain, Expanded, Porcupine Select, Long Versions, It's All Live Now, BBC Radio 1, Live in Concert. And there's quite a few others, but because they're for quite a long time. Like, they released a lot in their lifetime. They're sort of like really, like, it's a really good, like, style and how they play. It's really impressive. And yeah, I think that's a lot of stuff that I've been saying about them.
Hello. So, I've just given you some, like, their style of play, the Echo and Bunnymen. To be honest, I can't get over how good their play is. It's a great style of play. We are recording with a new mic, because I've actually recorded these segments quite far in between each other. I have this friend. He's called, well, he has a podcast, and it's called Comedy Whiz. It is a bit strange in some places, but I would advise you, go listen to that, because it's a great podcast, and it's wonderful. I think that's all we have time for today on today's show. I hope you enjoyed listening, and goodbye. I will now play The Cutter.